2. Engage in dialogue and debate, not coercion. In 1965, you could hardly find a company more awful than Nucor. It had only one division that made money. Everything else drained cash. It had no culture to be proud of. It had no consistent direction. It was on the verge of bankruptcy. At the time, Nucor was officially known as the Nuclear Corporation of America, reflecting its orientation to nuclear energy products, including the scintillation probe. Yes, they really named it that. Used for radiation measurement. It had acquired a series of unrelated businesses in such arenas as semiconductor supplies, rare earth materials, electrostatic office copiers, and roof joists. At the start of its transformation in 1965, Nucor did not manufacture 1 ounce of steel, nor did it make a penny of profit. 30 years later, Nucor stood as the fourth largest steelmaker in the world, and by 1999 made greater annual profits than any other American steel company. How did Nucor transition from the utterly awful Nuclear Corporation of America into perhaps the best steel company in America? First, Nucor benefited from the emergence of a Level 5 leader, Ken Iverson, promoted to CEO from general manager of the joist division. Second, Iverson got the right people on the bus, building a remarkable team of people like Sam Siegel, described by one of his colleagues as the best money manager in the world, a magician, and David Aycock, an operations genius. And then what? Like Alan Wurtzel, Iverson dreamed of building a great company, but refused to begin with the answer for how to get there. Instead, he played the role of Socratic moderator in a series of raging debates. We established an ongoing series of general manager meetings, and my role was more as a mediator, commented Iverson. They were chaos. We would stay there for hours, ironing out the issues, until we came to something. At times, the meetings would get so violent that people almost went across the table at each other. People yelled, they waved their arms around and pounded on tables. Faces would get red and veins bulged out. Iverson's assistant tells of a scene repeated over the years wherein colleagues would march into Iverson's office and yell and scream at each other, but then emerge with a conclusion. Argue and debate, then sell the nuclear business. Argue and debate, then focus on steel joists. Argue and debate, then begin to manufacture their own steel. Argue and debate, then invest in their own mini mill. Argue and debate, then build a second mini mill, and so forth. Nearly all the Nucor executives we spoke with described a climate of debate, wherein the company's strategy evolved through many agonizing arguments and fights. Like Nucor, all the good-to-great companies had a penchant for intense dialogue. Phrases like loud debate, heated discussions, and healthy conflict peppered the articles and interview transcripts from all the companies. They didn't use discussion as a sham process to let people have their say so that they could buy into a predetermined decision. The process was more like a heated scientific debate, with people engaged in a search for the best answers.